So what the shir is not about is, does your wife have to do shtayim mikra for you? That, according to Kulei Alma, your wife can't pater your own chiyav of shnayim mikra. The question is, though, what about, is your wife, is a woman chayav to do shnayim mikra vechatargum? Why should a woman be any different than a man, or is she different than a man? So the whole chiyav of shnayim mikra vechatargum comes from halacha reish pei hei in Shulchan Aruch. Says, even though you hear the whole parsha on Shabbos, nevertheless, chayiv likros atzma b'chol shavua parsha is also a shavua shnayim mikra v'chatargum. You have to prepare the parsha doing shnayim mikra v'chatargum during that week. But even every word, even the names of the places, etc. So you have a mafursha halacha for shnayim mikra. And what's the reason for shnayim mikra v'chatargum? You know what's the reason? What would you say? What's the reason doing shnayim mikra? So you could say two reasons, really. Reason number one is the Rambam's formulation, and it's similar to Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, listen to this. It says, "Av al pi sha'adam shomea kol ha'torah kul kol Shabbos." Even though that you're hearing the parsha anyway on Shabbos, you still need to do shnayim mikra. What does that suggest? That shnayim mikra is a form of kriyas ha'torah. It's kind of like prep for Kriyas HaTorah. It's kind of like the beginning or connected to Kriyas HaTorah. Because what does it mean? Even though you hear the parsha on Shabbos, you still need to do Shnayim Mikra. Well, if Shnayim Mikra was, let's say Shnayim Mikra was a separate mitzvah of the Torah, nothing to do with Kriyas HaTorah, so why would you say Afal Pi? What's the even though? You don't apologize. Even though, you know, I'm going to be home for Shabbos, you know, so I'm not going to be making, well, if it had nothing to do with it, you know, then you wouldn't be talking about it. There's a connection over here. So based on the Rambam, they want to be medayik that according to the reason of the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, that it's somehow Shnayim Mikra is a part of Tefillah or Kriyas HaTorah. That's Shita number one. Shita number two is the Ritva. The Ritva is the famous halacha that everyone knows. You have to split up your learning into three parts. The Gemara in Kiddushin talks about this. You split up a third of Gemara, a third of Mishnah, a third of Chumash. A whole discussion in the Gemara. But the Ritva says, when you get older, based on the Gemara, when you get older and all you now you're at the highest level, you should learn Gemara all day. So where are you going to get in your Chumash? You know what he says? Shnayim mikra v'chatargum. So you see, according to the Ritva, Shnayim mikra v'chatargum is not a function of Kriyas HaTorah. What is it? It's a function of Limud HaTorah. It's a type of learning, because he puts it in his... The Ritva talks about in the context of how should I break up my learning? Should I do a Gemara Seder, a Mishnah Seder, a Chumash Seder? So he says, well, your Chumash Seder should be during Shnayim mikra v'chatargum. So you see, so you have a huge machlokas now. Is Shnayim mikra v'chatargum a type of Kriyas HaTorah, part of like a Tefillah Kriyas HaTorah, or is it learning? Now, what's the nafkamina?
That's not a third.
Huh? Okay, fine. It's not a third. Correct. That's a whole discussion there. How do you break it up? So the Gemara there says that when you get older, you should just spend all your time learning Gemara. And a little bit, you'll spend time to Chumash. So what's the little bit you should spend time for Chumash? Shnayim mikra v'chatargum. Fine. That's a separate chabur, how to break up your time. Agreed. But assuming that what you see from the Ritva is that it's a part of, it's a type of Limud HaTorah. Comes along the Mishnah Halachos, Rav Unga v'Rebbe. Is that Tzal? When he writes in Tavshein Lamed Beis, that's 40-something years ago, he writes, "Bedavar shevaso odi nashim chayavus b'shnayim mikra v'chatargum." Is our women chayav in shnayim mikra v'chatargum? And he says, "Hinei pashat the nashim peturus." I mean, he's chassidish. You aren't surprised if he said anything different, but we'll see. It's the unanimous consent, maybe, of all the poskim. That he says women are pater. Why? Because shnayim mikra v'chatargum, who's bechlau limud hatorah v'kama poskim. So that makes sense. If shnayim mikra v'chatargum is like the Ritva said, it's a type of limud hatorah. So of course your wife's not chayiv in limud hatorah. Everyone knows it. Countless number of articles have been written about it. He sums it up in one line, that if you teach your daughter Torah, it's kivu m'lam de tiflis. It's as if you taught her stupidity or silliness, whatever it is, and that you shouldn't teach women Torah. Fine. So you see, according to that, he says very clearly, so of course, there's no mitzvah of shnayim mikra v'chatargum for your wife or your mother or your sister. Why? Because it's a part of limud HaTorah. Women are pater from limud HaTorah, so of course they're pater from shnayim mikra v'chatargum. End of story. Now I ask you a tough question. If you say it's type of Kriyas HaTorah, if it's a type of Kriyas HaTorah that Shnayim Mikra is like the Rambam said, it's part of Tefillah or Kriyas HaTorah, so now is a woman chayav in Shnayim Mikra? That's a tougher question. So that you have to really turn to Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Beis, who asks the question, are women chayav to hear Kriyas HaTorah? What about that? Does your wife need to come to Shul every day to hear Kriyas HaTorah? So on that, the the Mishnah Berurah quotes a very famous Magen Avraham, who quotes a very famous Maseches Sofrim, which I think we talked about in the summer a little bit when it came to a little bit of Eicha, a little bit. We talked about this. Kasim Magen Avraham, B'shem Maseches Sofrim, Sha'anoshim Afal Pish Ein Chayavus B'salmet Torah, Mikol Makom Chayavus Lishmoa Kriya Sefer Ka'anoshim. Hello, Maseches Sofrim says, your wife needs to come to shul every Shabbos to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Now, don't raise your hand if your wife comes to shul every Shabbos for Kriyas HaTorah, because I think we'd have a dearth of hands over here. But the point is that he says the Mishnah Berurah. However, Mishnah Berurah says, V'yei ein noha gisli zar b'zah. We're not careful to be makbid about it. And in fact, the women usually walk out by Kriyas HaTorah. That's what Mishnah Berurah writes. But hello, you see, according to the Maseches Sofrim, there's a concept of women hearing Kriyas HaTorah. And in fact, Rabbi Yashub says this was only in the time that women only used to walk out of Kriyas HaTorah in the earlier times, hundreds of years ago, when they didn't know what was flying. Now I'm embarrassed to say my wife knows Chumash more than I do. I'm sure it's the case with many of you as well. You know, the women for yeshivas, they learn Chumash much better than the guys. So if that's the case, so the women know, why should women should have to stay in for Kriyas HaTorah. Okay, so if you tell me women are included in the midst of Kriyas HaTorah, now I'm back to my original question. They're included in Kriyas HaTorah, and you tell me Shnai Mikarecha V'Targum is part of Kriyas HaTorah, so are women chayv to do Shnai Mikarecha V'Targum? The answer to that is resounding no. Now why? You have to say like that, which is basically what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, and which is what every other posik under the sun says. I cannot find any Mefarsh who says based on this Maseches Sofrim, women are chayiv in Shnai Mikra, but they all fumfer to try to explain why not. Listen to this line, and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he says it beautifully, he sums it up for you. He says, Isha ena chayavis mishnayim mikra vecha targum, umikol makom, nevertheless, tov shetish makriyas haTorah bebeis haKnesses. She's not a chayav in shnayim mikra for whatever reason, but she should hear kriyas haTorah if she can. Now, what's his source that she doesn't, this is not chayav for shnayim mikra? So if you look at the article, it's an article, she quotes the Mishnah Halachos, which, by the way, was a little bit misleading, because he was assuming it was limud haTorah. If you assume that it's part of Kriyas haTorah, maybe she should be chayiv. And in fact, he says she's chayiv and she should hear Kriyas haTorah, so why shouldn't she do Shnai Mikra? So you have to say that basically, even if she's a chayiv to hear Kriyas haTorah, it's not really she's chayiv to hear Kriyas haTorah. The way the Aruch HaShulchan says it, it's a nice idea if she hears Kriyas haTorah, but you know what? It's not a din. So if it's not a din that she has to hear Kriyas HaTorah, for sure it's not a din, she needs to say Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. And we'll just end with the question you're all wondering. Can I go home and tell my wife, look, you're not chayiv to do Shnai Mikra, but I heard this shir that says it's a good idea for you to do Shnai Mikra. So is it, like, she can look at you like crazy, but is there any idea, is there any benefit, or what about the other way? Are they allowed to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? Let's say a woman comes to you and says, I want to learn Chumash, but should there be an Indian? Should there be a chinuch that women should do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum? So the Yechaved Das, Rabbi Vadi, he writes that it's not the biggest deal if they do it, it's okay if they learn Chumash. If you look online, you could find, I found this, like, I don't know, some guy's thesis was online, but he like, quotes, like, this, some guy who's, like, a PhD was writing some Talmud Chacham, and he looks online, and I forgot his name, he quotes from Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Aaron Feldman, from Eretz Yisrael, so take it what it is. This is quoted online from B'Shem Rav Aaron Feldman. I have no idea if it's true or not. Rav Aaron Feldman said that it's okay for the girls' schools to have a set program of Chumash. She would be okay with that, but they shouldn't learn Targum. That's also brought down to the poskim that they really, women shouldn't be learning Targum, Unkos. Not sure exactly if that's maybe Torah Sheba'al Peh as opposed to Torah Sheba'al Ksav, which is a distinction in that regard. But therefore, if women want to do Shnai Mikra and they want to learn Rashi's, I guess it's not the biggest deal. But again, I guess they should focus more on the halakhas that are pertaining to them before they start knowing every single Rashi in the Torah.
You started with a disclaimer that you can't ask your wife to be Maitziyu.
Exactly. Exactly. I was just joking about that point. Obviously, no one, everyone is mechmeron chiyuv to do shnayim mikra v'achat targum. That is for sure.